USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An announcement expected later today from the White House that President Trump's approving $50 billion in tariffs on Chinese exports. CNN reporting that Trump gave the green light yesterday after a meeting with his Treasury Secretary, Commerce Chief, and U.S. Trade Representative. Earlier this week, during talks in Beijing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said,
Our deficit with China is still too high. I stress how important it is for President Trump to rectify that situation so that trade becomes more balanced.
China's already announced it will retaliate by putting $50 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. products, from cars to planes to soybeans. Six people hospitalized after a roller coaster car derailed in Daytona Beach, Florida yesterday. Officials say two people were thrown more than 30 feet to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says he believes it's clear that former FBI Director James Comey mishandled the Hillary Clinton email investigation, but Schumer also says there's nothing new in the FBI Inspector General's report that can be used to undermine the special counsel's investigation of Russian interference in the presidential election. However, some Republicans, like Senator Lindsey Graham, are calling for an investigation of the Mueller investigation in light of that new report. A U.S. drone strike targets the leader of the Pakistani Taliban in an Afghan province, as we hear from John Clemens.
Although the Pentagon will not tell us if the drone strike was successful or not, we did receive this confirmation from Lieutenant Colonel Kone Faulkner of U.S. Forces Afghanistan.
U.S. forces conducted a counterterrorism strike in Kunar province, close to the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, which targeted a senior leader of a designated terrorist organization.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dozens of America's largest religious groups are imploring the Trump administration to stop separating children from parents caught crossing the border illegally. The administration's policy does say minors cannot be housed with parents detained at the border, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions yesterday defended that zero-tolerance policy. He quoted a verse from the Bible about obeying the laws of the government. More than two dozen major U.S. religious groups are against the policy, sending a group letter to the White House stating their opposition. Congressman Steve King is standing by comments he made on Tuesday when he retweeted a self-proclaimed neo-Nazi. Mark Collette, who has been featured in several documentaries about white supremacy, tweeted a statistic showing the reportedly majority of young Italians oppose mass immigration. The Iowa Republican retweeting Collette from his official account, asking if America will wake up in time like Europe supposedly has. And Kellogg's is now voluntarily recalling Honey Smack cereal due to a possible link to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The CDC says the puffed wheat cereal is a likely source of the outbreak that has sickened 73 people in 31 states. There have been 24 people hospitalized so far. No deaths reported. The FDA is inspecting a facility that makes Honey Smacks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.